The inspired writer said in Psalm 119, verse 104 and 105, "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." While the following scripture study cannot be exhaustive, it is designed to provide insights toward a better understanding of God's word, awareness of ways that are false, and encouragement to study more so that you may live rightly in this world and live forever in heaven.
Now the book of Acts, the second section of these 27 books, the second of the four divisions logically set forth, is a unique book. It stands all alone. It really tells us of the gospel of Christ in action in the hearts and lives of men. It tells us how to become a Christian, a Christian, one who belongs to Christ, one who is a part of Christ. Many times people say the word Christian means follower of Christ. No, that's what a Christian does. He is one who belongs to Christ, one who is a part of Christ. But the Bible teaches us that to be a Christian means that we will follow Christ. And that's what a Christian does, not what he is. And the book of Acts tells us, in brilliant strokes of vibrant beauty, of the establishment of the Church of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 2, Joel chapter 2, and Daniel chapter 2 in the Old Testament all find their fulfillment in Acts chapter 2. When the mountain of the Lord's house was established in the last days, and the Lord poured out of His Spirit upon all flesh, and the kingdom of God's dear Son, that immovable, unshakable kingdom which Daniel foresaw, was established. And on that day, that great day of Pentecost, a great message was preached of Christ and Him crucified. A great crowd assembled. Great results ensued. 3,000 were added to the church that day. What a great phenomenon it was when the Holy Spirit was poured out in overwhelming the apostles as the gospel was introduced to the Jews. Peter, using the keys of the kingdom the Lord had given him, Matthew 16:19, unlocked the doors of the kingdom to the Jewish people, Acts 2. In Acts 10, Peter used those same keys to unlock the door of the church to the Gentiles at the household of Cornelius in Caesarea. So all flesh, Luke 3:6, had seen the salvation of God. The book of Acts is a majestic book because it also is the history book of the New Testament. And it gives us a historical background for most of the books which follow. Let me illustrate that. The historical background for many books which follow. The little book of Philippians is a rich four-chapter book in the heart of the New Testament. But before you ever read a line of it, you need to go back to Acts 16, where the church of the Lord was established in the city of Philippi. And you remember the notable occasion where Paul and Silas were beaten and left in the innermost prison at midnight. And at midnight they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. You remember the story of the conversion of Lydia, the casting out of the spirit of divination of the young damsel, and then even the conversion of the Philippian jailer himself. This is the background historically in Acts 16 to the four-chapter book of Philippians which follows. Before you read 1 and 2 Thessalonians, you need to study Acts 17, where Paul and his cohorts established the cause of Christ in the beautiful city that is now called Salonica, one of the prettiest cities in all the world. Before you read 1 and 2 Corinthians, potent, powerful books, you need to read Acts 18. Verse 8 of that chapter says, "Many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. They became the nucleus of the church of God in Corinth." Before you read the book of Ephesians, or 1 and 2 Timothy, or Revelation chapter 2, all which have their setting in the beautiful city of Ephesus, read Acts 19 and 20, where the gospel of Christ came to that city, which was one of the marvelous areas of the world, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world was there, the beautiful marble temple erected to the goddess Diana. So the book of Acts tells us how to become a Christian. The cases of conversion in the Bible, you need to turn to Acts 2, and Acts 8, and Acts 9, and Acts 10, and Acts 16, and Acts 18. In Acts 22:16, which says, "Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." To find the historical background for the cases of conversion, if you want to know how to become a Christian, read the book of Acts, where men became Christians. And if we do now what they did then, we'll be what they were then. And they were simply Christians, members of the church of the Lord, the one Jesus said He would build, Matthew 16:18. The one Paul said Christ purchased with His own blood, Acts 20, verse 28. We learn of the establishment of the church, how to become a Christian, and we have the historical background for most of the books which follow in the book of Acts. And the last nine chapters of Acts, Acts 20 through 28, form one of the grandest, most eloquent, exciting narratives in the whole Bible. It tells of the trials and triumphs of Paul through the gospel as he went to Jerusalem, Caesarea, and finally to Rome to speak of the kingdom of God's dear Son, Acts 28, verse 31.
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.